If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, a lot to talk about heading into awards season, and we always talk on Wednesdays to our friend Nick Johnston from Vonuland.com. And I got to say, Nick, last night I was watching the Golden Globes, and a lot of the shows and movies that were nominated and winning I knew about because of this feature that we do every week. So I felt like I was in the know.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that my dumb antics have kept you informed about the awards race. I'll tell you what, I will watch the Golden Globes as soon as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association plies me with dinner and alcohol, like they do every other one of their members of
right.
Their association.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta love the Golden Globes. Nothing like throwing a party just for throwing a party.
Right, it is zany. Yeah, it's wacky.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you could actually buy yourself a Golden Globe back, like I think Pia Zadora's husband did so for her back in the 80s, and that was a big, a big deal.
Oh, that's funny. But, yeah.
Speaking of Golden Globes, I actually don't know how to make this joke work, so I'm going to try to segue again. We have a whole bunch of good choices theatrically this week, so it's a theater-only week, folks. So go out and grab your Regal Unlimited membership, your AMC stubs, and go try some films out this weekend at your local multiplex. It's cold. It's gross. Everything on streaming is everything. You know, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's you've got everything there. But you've got some delightful content that you can watch. Maybe don't bring your kids to any of these, but they're still there for you. So we're going to start with a movie that technically came out, I think, at a couple places last week. It definitely came out here last week in Boston, but in opening in a theater near you across this United States on Friday is Tom Hanks in A Man Called Otto. And this is a cute little movie. It's about a fella who's basically, the poster describes him as being the grumpiest man in America, and he is very grumpy. It's Tom Hanks definitely not putting on the charisma lights on this Christmas tree of a movie. He's very much, you know, subdued and grumpy and grunting and all this sort of stuff. And it's about this depressed, grumpy old man who has made some decisions about whether or not he wants to continue living, and finds himself getting interrupted with finishing his choice by a bunch of new neighbors who have moved in. And basically it's about teaching this guy that life isn't terrible and everything else after he has a loss. But it's really cute. I got to say that. I saw it last week. It's very, it's very heartwarming. I'll say that. This is like 110% of Tom Hanks production too. Like, if you look at the credits, Tom Hanks' name appears probably 35 times.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, it's his movie.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an adaptation of a Swedish novel and a Swedish film. And it was A Man Called Ove is what they would you might know it as. But, it's a very sweet movie. And, it's not every day that you get to put, that Tom Hanks gets to put a Chet Hayes song in one of his movies. So this is the occasion. This is if you want to see Tom Hanks honoring his son through through using his rap music in one of his films, this is your chance. But if you like cats too, this is a film aimed squarely at your heart.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's out on Friday everywhere. I believe it's already playing in Boston and other places. But it's not like these other two releases, which are brand spanking new. So. Next up, we have a bit of a pretty far difference from the light sort of heartfelt but heartwarming semi-dark comedy that is A Man Called Otto. We have Plane, starring Gerard Butler and Mike Coulter, who you might know best as Luke Cage on the Netflix show based on the Marvel character. Plane is I have to say I'm incredibly amused by the title of this movie. You know, it's a movie about a plane crashing on an island, and a bunch of the survivors, including the captain played by Gerard Butler, have to, you know, escape with their lives and all this sort of stuff as they crashed on an island that's got a military junta ruling it or something like that. And I just don't know. I feel like that title is like a failure of ambition.
Right. There's like, a plane in this movie, so let's call it Plane.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, I guess we're going to call it Plane, and we're going to sort of, I guess, make a joke about it being like, you know, a plane title.
Right.
Or something like that. Someone probably suggested that in the Lionsgate boardroom, and everyone was like, wait a second, that's actually not a bad idea. Let's just call it Plane.
And I keep seeing promos for this. I'm not sure why, on my feed and everywhere. And it reminds me of like Lost meets Air Force One, where it's sort of an island, but there's bad people on the plane and they're fighting each other. It's crazy.
Exactly. No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm always down for some Gerard Butler. Should have probably gone straight to video, but you know, is in a movie theater this weekend stuff. I mean, he's just such a fun actor, man. He's like, you know, he's been in soft power bangers over the last like 5 or 6 years, like Dennis Thieves, Greenland, Cop Shop, all these great, silly, you know, but very, very fun, genre movies. And there's nothing better than watching him, especially in Den of Thieves, like drink Pepto-Bismol straight out of the bottle.
Like, right.
That's amazing. Like, yeah. So anyhow, if you so dare to check out Plane and whatnot, don't be prepared for very complex goings on, based on the title, especially.
Yeah.
But you could do so on Friday when it comes out. And finally, this week we've got I think probably the funniest title out of the bunch, like as in a legitimate comedy. But I also find this hilarious just because I think it's going to play terribly in the Boston area. We're talking, of course, about the remake of House Party, which has been delayed all throughout time. I mean, this movie should have come out, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, and it's finally coming out now. It's a reboot of the classic franchise, starred Kid and Play back in the 90s, and it starts two kids, you know, who break into LeBron James' household and decide to throw a house party. And so, yeah, that's a bit of a departure from the original, and I think the reason it'll play so terribly in New England is because it's about LeBron. It is a towering tribute to LeBron James.
Right.
So,
yeah, he's the villain, of the Boston Celtics.
Exactly. I mean, the only way people would be happy about this one is if Paul Pierce showed up and just burned his house down. Anyway, like, I'll say this. I'm a big fan of the original House Party movie. I like the sequel, even the second one. I think it's for whatever reason people sort of get absorbed in the cultural osmosis that one thing is sort of like another. And for whatever reason, I'd always assumed that House Party was like sort of like a kid's movie or whatever reason, because it looks so childlike. You know, it's got the yellow poster. It's got, you know, Kid and Play with their ridiculous 90s style. I mean, that crazy huge flat top. You know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's actually a really, really raunchy movie. Really, really raunchy and really very hard R-rated. And so I hope that this new one, even though it doesn't have Kid or Play in it, I believe, will live up to that at least. We'll still be just a ridiculously goofy, raunchy time at the movies. You can check that out starting on Friday.
All right, perfect. Well, we're going to have an old school weekend at the theater, it sounds like. Some good options.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, we only have one sequel
right.
or reboot in the lineup this weekend. And it's always nice when you have it there, too. I think it'll be an interesting time. It's still the middle of January.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, Nick, thanks so much. You can read Nick's stuff at Vanyaland.com, Nick Johnston, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, see you then, Kevin.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.